Since I was a very little boy, I have been very devoted to the saint whose feast we celebrate today, Saint Maria Goretti. When we were in Catholic school, when there were still Catholic schools, and at that time, the church had a lot more influence than it does now. And so, different theaters in the city were showing, especially to the children of Catholic schools, the movie of the life of this saint, Saint Maria Goretti. And since then, she had become one of my favorite saints. I wear her relics, and her relics are on the altar, and I will bless you with them after Mass. Saint Maria Goretti, born of a poor family, her father died when she was yet little. They had to move to the area of Neptuno in southern Italy, south of Rome. And their family and many other poor Italian families worked at the rice paddies of the area. Because people don't realize that rice is a very, very important dish in Italy, not just spaghetti. And so there needed to be places where rice, and there were swamps. The father died of malaria, and later on, St. Maria Goretti helped. After the father died, another child was born, and it obviously was a very good family. When you have one martyr and two priests and three nuns that came out of that family. So St. Maria Goretti stayed one day to take care of the baby, and in the meantime, the neighbor's son, who had evil intentions in his heart, came over, and he tried to seduce her, and she rebuffed him, and so he took out a dagger and stabbed her 99 times. She survived it for one day, enough to receive the last rites, and to forgive him, and to pray for his salvation. And so today we celebrate this feast of this great hero, as she was called by Venerable Pius XII, who canonized her in the presence of both her mother and her murderer around the year 1950. May she intercede for us to have all the virtues that are required of a good holy Catholic. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.